What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:15, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Tommy will be back tomorrow. Glad to be here in the meantime, and glad that Robert Hogan, chairman of the Political Science Department at LSU, joins us. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
You know, there's been a whole lot made in the last few weeks about this elimination of the independent party in Louisiana. And I'm hoping you can help me clear this up for people, because I think some people misunderstand what that means, why it was done, and how it's going to impact them. When I moved to Louisiana some 30 years ago, as a journalist, I thought it important to not be a member of any party so I could maintain my ability to look at everything through open eyes and report things fairly. So I registered no party. And later at some point, someone did form an independent party in Louisiana. But it's not the same as being an independent voter if you joined that independent party, was it?
Absolutely, you're correct. And that is the reason that the legislature in the last legislative session decided to do something quite drastic, and they eliminated the possibility of a party calling themselves the independent party because they felt that it confused voters. A lot of people, when they registered to vote, you have a choice. No party is clearly a choice, but there's also independent. And a lot of people thought, oh, well, I'm an independent, so I will mark that. And about more than 150,000 people today have been registered as members of the independent party. But the independent party has its own platform. It has its own candidates and that sort of thing. And that's very different than being a no party person. Normally, party registration in Louisiana doesn't matter a whole lot except in presidential nomination contests, because we have these open election systems where people can go in and vote for Democrats, Republicans, independent party people, Green Party people, you know, various, you know, vote for whomever you want. They're not closed primaries. But last year, the legislature also passed a law that created for the first time in about 40 or 50 years, or about 50 years, a closed primary system where party registration does matter. In order to be able to participate in the primaries that are coming up for Congress, for Public Service Commission, for you know, those kind of things, not for the legislature, I might add, they have to be registered as – you have to be registered as a Republican. For example, if you want to vote in the Republican primary, you have to be registered as a Republican or, as you indicate, you are – registered as no party, and you can't participate in the Republican primary. If you were registered as an independent party, you could not participate. Neither could you participate if you were registered as a Democrat. The idea of the closed primaries, or the somewhat more closed primaries, is that they wanted to limit participation to those who identify with that party or at least have strong leanings towards that party. So because of that law they passed the year before last, They needed to go back and rethink, well, what about independents? If you were confused and thought, oh, I'm an independent, I can vote, and then you got to the polls and they would say, no, sorry, you couldn't vote. You would have a lot of people who were kind of ticked off. So this is a way to solve this problem.
Yeah, so bottom line, folks, if you do not want to identify with any party, particularly the Republicans or the Democrats or the Libertarians or any of the other parties in Louisiana, you register no party. Registering independent actually made you a member of another party. And I see where the confusion was and what the legislature is trying to do, but I think it's led to even more confusion, at least in the short term. Hopefully over time, this all works itself out and people come to understand.
Sure. I mean, Louisiana, a few years ago, I should point out, for congressional elections in the early aughts, the legislature did change congressional elections to close primaries, and that created a lot of confusion because you had in this state, this was a long time a one party state, Democratic Party state. A lot of older people were registered as Democrats and they could not vote in the Republican primary. So you're still going to have confusion with this closed primary. And the fact that the closed primaries only apply to some elections and not others. So we're in for a lot of confusion about elections for the next few years.
Yeah, I think people will show up at the polls and be turned away because their registration does not match which primary they're trying to vote in the select races that are now going to be under a closed primary. As we get closer to the actual election, we'll hopefully help people understand it better. When we come back, I want to talk to Professor Hogan about the president's trip to the UK, what it means for us, if anything, and how it affects his presidency and his approval. That's after this check. On WWL traffic. President Trump flying back from Europe, returning to the U.S. after a trip there where he combined some business, some politics, some pleasure, even dedicated a golf course to his late mother. Dr. Robert Hogan, political science chair at LSU, is our guest this half hour. Professor Hogan, how did that trip go for the president in terms of how he's perceived here at home?
Well, I think that he came away with what he declared was a major win, and that was an agreement with the European Union, one of our largest trading partners. 20% of imported goods to the United States come from the European Union. He got them to agree to a 15% tariff and on all goods imported from the EU. 15% will be charged to importers in the United States, and those costs often are passed along to consumers. And critics of this sort of approach, of course, say that these are merely consumer taxes that are raised. From Trump's perspective, he views this as a way of limiting trade from areas, and therefore, hopefully in the long term, boosting U.S. manufacturers to produce those things that otherwise would have been purchased from places like the EU. Along with the 15% tariff, he also got a promise of $600 billion of investment in the United States by companies in the EU. So he views this as a win. I think certainly his supporters view it as a win. Whether or not it's going to affect his public approval ratings, I mean, most polls show it has not, given the fact that, you know, this is a controversial move. Again, this is raising taxes in a way on U.S. consumers. So it's something that if it does have a payoff, it will have a payoff in the very long run, but it's a risky one for him.
Yeah, and similarly, he made a deal before that in Japan during this extended trip and really feels that this is ensuring the future of U.S. productivity and bringing more jobs back to the shores of the United States instead of so many products that we consume being produced overseas. But you point out, will the impact of this even be felt in the 3.5 years left in his presidency in terms of the growth of U.S.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jobs. Will the factories be built while he's still president? Will the jobs be moved from Europe and Asia back to the U.S.? Or will what we feel over the next 3.5 years be the impact of the tariffs and be retailers raising the price of those goods that they import and therefore costing American consumers more money?
Right. I mean, that is the question. There's also a question about whether or not he'll be able to actually impose these tariffs, these deals that he's negotiated, whether or not they're constitutional. This week, in fact, tomorrow, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal District is going to be meeting or hearing oral arguments on whether or not it's constitutional or not. He's claiming the ability to make these trade deals based on a 1977 law that gives the president emergency powers to make these sort of trade deals individually with countries. Because as we know, I mean, people may remember back in the 90s, you had the North American Free Trade Agreement that Clinton negotiated. That was something that he needed the Congress to put their approval on. Most big trade deals, I mean, the Constitution gives that authority to Congress, not to the president. So only under certain circumstances can presidents do this. A key question in all of this is, will any of these trade deals actually stick, or will this just all be for naught? If the courts overturn it, then you know, you're back to square one and back to the tariffs that we had prior to Trump winning office.
Yeah, and until and unless Congress decides to then approve the deals that the president has negotiated. Never dull.
Exactly.
And in your line of work, that is true. Professor Hogan, thank you for joining us here on WWL. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you. I'm Dave Cohen. All right. All of these tariffs and inflation have some U.S. and other companies screaming that they are having their worst sales since before the recession. Really? All right. Well, we'll take a look at that after the news. 6:44. Thanks for joining us this morning here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Tommy's back tomorrow. Professor Jose Bautista, an economist at Xavier, joins us on the live line. Good morning, Professor. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you very much for having me, David.
Glad you're here. I wanted you to join us this morning because I saw this headline. Big luxury brands see drop in sales similar to the Great Recession. And I said, wait, what's going on here? The article goes on to talk about how Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and others are seeing up to a 5% decrease in sales this year. And 5% to a company is a significant drop in how much they do business. And the last time that luxury brand industry was hit like this was the Great Recession. So I want to know what was going on. And I was hoping you could shed a little light on it for us. In this time where we're seeing all of this inflation, all of these pressures from tariffs and trade deals, why is it that the luxury brands seem to be taking one of the hardest hits?
Well, you know, there's in the mind of a typical consumer, when the price goes up, then the amount that the consumer want to buy decreases. But there are two components to that decision. One is called a substitution effect, where obviously when the price of something goes up, the consumer would want to substitute for the relatively cheaper good. So the second part to that is what is called an income or a wealth effect. Now, that wealth effect can go in either direction of the price, where if a price of a good goes up, the consumer can either continue to buy less of the good or continue to buy more of the good, because that wealth effect could be a result of there are a handful of reasons why. Just simply, for example, for luxury goods, just the feeling that by purchasing that, you demonstrate an aura of wealth. You've moved into a higher class.
So you're willing to spend more for that Rolex, to spend more for that high-end brand name because it makes you look wealthy, and for some people it makes them feel better to be blinged out in this expensive high-end gear, or be driving the luxury car, or whatever the case may be. Some people, it's worth it to spend more because they feel like it presents some kind of image or makes them feel better about themselves.
Sure, sure. Now, another reason could be it's also for other luxuries. It could also be a source of savings. For example, take jewelry and art, okay, where they know that it also gives them that aura of moving to a higher social class, but also the appreciation. They know there's an appreciation value to the purchase of the good that they're purchasing, whether it's jewelry or art. They know that the price is going to be going up, so therefore there's an increased value, and therefore they'll want to buy it.
Is this part of what we're seeing largely across the economy, not only in the luxury end of things, where people now with the inflation outpacing income increases and the growing number of tariffs increasing the prices of many goods and everything else that's happening? Are we just seeing kind of at the high end level the same kinds of decisions that consumers at every level are having to make? Do they want to find ways to cut back by finding less expensive options? Are they getting rid of what they may perceive as unnecessary spending? Or is something going on in the high-end market that is different than what the rest of us are going through every day when trying to make purchasing decisions?
Well, yeah, there are two more things you're correct. There are two more things that answer this. Sure. People, there's some who definitely believe they can come across with this aura of wealth by not purchasing the real thing, by purchasing knockoffs, because again, knockoffs can come pretty close to the perception of the actually authentic good. But the newest issue that's come into this decision making of consumers is the legitimization or legalization of the cryptocurrency. And so therefore, when people given the passage of the crypto law last week and the president signed it, all right, are we going to see crypto being used as a substitute in terms of a luxury asset? It remains to be seen, but definitely the opportunity is there, since it has been given further legitimacy, or I don't know what the right word is, value, or greater opportunity for perception, wealth perception, by the passage of that law last week. And so therefore, instead of spending money on a Gucci bag or a Louis Vuitton suitcase set, people just might take a look at the opportunity to purchase crypto and see their savings appreciate in that manner. So yeah, there's different opportunities that people take a look at. Just buying the limited amount of what were called luxury goods in the past. People are having different options now.
Do you think any of these luxury brands, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, what pick any one you want, with these losses they've already felt and the projections for continued losses, are some of these high-end brands going to have to make tough decisions about if they can stay in business the way they've been doing business? Might they have to change their models, or can they handle these worst sales since they've seen going back to the Great Recession of the late 2007 to 2009 time frame?
That depends upon a couple of things. The state of competitiveness in that market for luxury goods, and along with that goes to a couple of issues. Whether the losses they're sustaining is persistent enough to exceed the fixed cost of their operations. So if you're better off, shutting your business down and just paying your fixed costs, your insurance, your taxes, property taxes, if the loss exceeds that, then it makes a whole lot more sense to, shut your business down. That's why, a lot of retail has gone online, because again, they forego the operating cost of having to pay long-term leases. And the second issue there is whether the price, within production costs increases. Again, tariffs go along with increases in those production costs. If the market price doesn't come up to that, those production costs, that will be a driving force for firms, even as well known as Gucci, Louis Vuitton, again, like you said, Rolex, name your brand, to think about closing shop.
We're talking with Jose Bautista. When we come back, we'll talk to the common folks who are not in the luxury brand market about what the economy holds, today's potential interest rate changes, and what the economy looks like moving forward after we check on WWL traffic. The Fed meets today. Will they change interest rates? Professor Bautista, what do you expect to see happen?
That's anyone's guess. Unfortunately, because of political reasons, more than anything else, in actuality, what should be happening is that the Fed, whenever they meet, they study or they discuss three reports. One report is the state of the world economy. The second report is the state of the domestic economy. And the third report is the recommendation of the chairman based on the two aforementioned reports. Now, these reports are, they're a compilation of very, very intense and very, very complex econometric studies. And so, therefore, the fact that the decisions now, especially as stated through the press, are coming through as a result of some sort of contrived or actual political pressure from Congress and from the president is really unfortunate, because monetary policy is not supposed to be driven that way. In fact, it was political pressure. If we go back in our banking history, financial history, that led to the closure of the two central banks that the United States had, in the early part of the 19th century, that were functioning very well, that served the economy very well. It was, the infighting between the president and the management of the second bank of the United States, And
politics always seems to get in the way. We're out of time, Dr. Bautista. Thank you for joining us here on WWL. Most economists do not feel like we'll see an interest rate change now. We're back after the news here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker on this hump day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.